Sybil Bolton.
Yes.
Talk about her, please.
Sybil Bolton was actually the daughter of William O'Connor's daughter. So Sybil, her name was Kathleen. So Sybil Bolton was William O'Connor's granddaughter, Sybil Bolton.
And somehow related to you.
Well, in the sense that William O'Connor adopted my grandfather and raised, for a little while, him along with Kathleen Connor, which was Sybil's mother. So they were raised by the same, Kathleen and my grandfather George were raised by the same Osage woman in a big ranch house north of here. And so Sybil and Kathleen were known as aunts to by our family. So she was an aunt.
But due to greed, she lost her life.
Yeah, you know, she was, quote, a mixed blood Osage woman, and Kathleen also was a mixed blood, and so they were very well educated, and they were prominent citizens of Pawhuska, and Sybil was, you know, classically trained, traveled in Europe before she was, during her teen years, and just before she turned 21, when she could have control of her Osage oil money, she was murdered, most likely hired by her guardian, who then, because she was murdered, he retained that money that was coming in. And, you know, by 1923 or 1924, when she was murdered, a headright was worth, you know, around $10,000 or $12,000 a year. And that's 1920s money. That would have been, you know, close to $500,000 probably.
Right. And so a headright, again, tell us the
headright is what most people consider, would consider a share in an company or an oil
estate.
Right.
So a share is a headright,
which came from the minerals that were held in common
by the tribe. That's
by
right.
The Osage.
Yes.
All right. Why was Sybil so wealthy? Well, she wasn't. She was until she was murdered, but she lived a pretty fancy, privileged life.
She did. Well, you know, she was an original Aute. She was born before 1907.
We should point out
that. As was her mother.
Yeah. There were those who pro-Aates, I guess I called it, and those who were against it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us why some were for and some were against? How could somebody be against that?
Well, you know, if your way of life was that you lived in villages and you held land in common, if that's your way of life, and white people come in and say, well, y'all need to be like us and you need to split this up and you need to have individual land ownership, that would not make sense to your way of life.
And a part of the problem with the Federal Allotment Act that created this system was another part of the act was to dissolve all existing tribal governments. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the reasons most tribes resisted it. Some people who didn't think tribal governments, you know, worth saving were, and that they saw more possibility of making money by getting hold of private ownership of land, were for it. Even if they were Osage, they saw, well, that's more useful than belonging to a tribal government. But the tribal government at the time, for most tribes, it was a way that they could retain self-control. And they were giving that up by allotment, and they did.
So a book was written, The Death of Sybil Bolton.
Yes.
And didn't David Grand use some of that for his research?
Yes, David did read the book and conferred with the author, Dennis McAuliffe, who was the grandson of Sybil Bolton. And so David, you know, I think in part he got some of his inspiration from that book that was published in 1994, I believe.